Andrew, good morning.
Good morning.
So it's been reported that 6 in 10 patients at Westmead Hospital Emergency Department weren't treated on time. Why is this happening?
Okay, so this year in the April to June quarter, New South Wales hospitals experienced the worst flu season on record. And for the hospitals within Western Sydney, this meant not only an increase in the number of patients attending our emergency departments, but also an increase in the complexity and acuity of their illnesses. So what we did was we deployed more resources and more staff strategically to manage the care of these patients, because every patient who attends our emergency departments deserves the best possible care, and we do take a patient-centred approach. However, this does mean that people do have to wait longer during these peak demand periods.
Right, and is it getting worse year to year?
Winter this year was the worst that we've experienced for a number of years. However, as we get through into the spring and the summer period, things are improving significantly for the patients attending our emergency departments. And the time between attending the emergency department and treatment commencing is reducing dramatically.
And how long are people actually waiting to get treatment for?
New South Wales emergency departments do assign treatment targets to patients based on what we call the triage category. So the more acute the presentation, the more acute the reason that they're attending our emergency department, the quicker treatment must commence. And so far in September, for example, our emergency and urgent patients have had most of their treatments commence within the recommended timeframes of 10 minutes and 30 minutes, respectively.
If you're just tuning into The Daily this morning, we're speaking with Andrew Newton, Westmead and Auburn Hospital General Manager. So could you kind of explain what kind of negative effects could this have for emergency room patients?
During winter, many of our patients attending the emergency department do have more complex conditions. And examples of that could be older people who are suffering from the effects of influenza or gastroenteritis on top of their usual more chronic conditions, and these require more extensive treatment. And our hospitals have worked hard to manage the increase in influx of patients, focusing on handling waiting times without compromising patient care. And I am very proud of the staff in our emergency departments and throughout the hospital through this winter period, because they themselves have suffered quite a high rate of sickness through this very high flu season. But we do really aim to have a great quality service for the patients attending our emergency departments.
Yeah, well, I think we're all very grateful for our doctors, you know, suffering through the flu for us. Could you kind of explain what kind of support do hospitals need to reduce these wait times?
Through the community, we've got alternatives that patients with less acute conditions can attend. So we've got, for example, patients could choose to attend their general practitioner in the first instance, or use the phone triage service Health Direct on 1-800-022-222, which is a free service staffed by registered nurses 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. However, of course, if anyone is ever concerned, your emergency department is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We've got significant investment happening in Western Sydney to expand our hospitals as well and attract the best clinical staff in the world to Western Sydney. And we're very proud of what our cohort of staff do for the communities of Western Sydney.